So I invite you to close your eyes and visualize a beautiful rainbow. And this rainbow goes across the sky in a beautiful arc and lands in a pot of gold. And yet the pot of gold is, as we heard earlier, a cauldron of liquid light and love. And so in this visualization, feel, sense, or imagine being transported by a fluffy white cloud up onto that rainbow, the beautiful rainbow mist of all the colors in the spectrum of light. And as you move along this rainbow of all the spectrums of light, you start heading towards that cauldron of liquid light, golden energy of the Creator. And as you start to glide and move down this rainbow, all the fears, worries, stress, and anxiety of the day are being melted away. They drop from you. They fall away like little misty sparks that just dissolve. And as you move further and further down the rainbow, you start to feel the love essence of the golden cauldron calling to you. Come sit with me. Come be a while. Come and relax and hear what the Creator has for you. And so now we gently sit in this beautiful liquid-like cauldron as we now prepare to hear the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service, filled with hope. This is the third week that we will again discuss that word, hope. I would love to think that all of those watching this at the moment would have seen the first two channelings in this four-channel series about hope. But that's not always the case. So as I said on the first time, I'm going to define it, and I'm going to do it in a similar way every single program. It's important that you understand the power of the one word. It's important that you understand what it is not and what it is. Hope is probably one of the most powerful energies a human can have. And I'm going to explain as much as I can, and I'm also then going to give you an area of the four hopes that we are covering, the one for today. But I must go through this first. I want you to see and feel and understand what hope truly is. There are several attributes. One, the first, is what hope is not. Hope is not faith. Now we're dealing with words here. Words in many languages mean many kinds of things. The semantics, as you would say, of what you've been taught a word is or is not. This may then change that. I hope it does. It will help you to perhaps reframe what hope truly is to me, or what it is to the other side of the veil. It's so important. Hope is not faith. Faith is something that has been given to you as a word where you trust unseen forces to then do something for you that you're not doing yourself. That is the element of faith. Hope is not faith. Hope is active, faith is passive. This is how we will define it for these lessons that I'm giving you in these 4 weeks. It's what hope is to me, to you, in the teaching of today that I want you to grasp. Let's go with the first one. Hope is the energy of positive expectations. Hope is something you send forward for yourself. Imagine that long train track of your future, of your life, or for instance, just a little bit of the next week or two or three, doesn't matter. If you truly have that energy of positive expectations to put in front of you, it changes everything. Absolutely everything. Two people in a room. One tells the other, you're going to die because you have this certain disease. In comes the third person who says, wait a minute. There's been new research. No, you're not. There's something else. You've just gone from despair to hope. And the hope may keep you alive. The hope may save your life. All of these things we talk about continually. What the human being can do with their own chemistry and how they feel about things, that's hope. It changes everything. Hope is a designer energy. Hope is something where you can design benevolent outcome. You design it, the positive expectations, and you send it forward in your own life. Do you like that? Hope is health. Hope is health. Hope becomes your future. It's an energy that's so active that it becomes what you tell it to become. This is the power of hope. Hope is something that can also destroy despair. Hope destroys depression. That's what hope truly is. I wanted to give you these things today that I gave you the last two times we were with you, perhaps in slightly different words, and we're going to do it one more time, for I want you to see what hope can do. The circle of 12 tonight will be another exercise just like the last two, very similar, where you package hope and you send it forward in a very visual way that you can understand what it does for the human psyche, what it does for the human chemistry. There are those who will casually use the word, well, I hope this works, not understanding. That's more like faith. Hope is an affirmation action. It puts together a package that changes the chemistry of the human being, relaxes you, and puts you on a course of benevolence. There is nothing like it, dear ones. To have hope when there was no hope is like black and white. To have hope when there is no hope is like turning on the light in a dark room. Some of you have actually had this happen, where you were in depression or despair over something you felt was happening, only to have it all turn around in a moment. The phone call that you get where there's been a problem with loved ones, and you think the worst and you wonder what has happened in that moment, whether they're safe or not safe. And then another phone call comes and it's the actual loved one. Mom, Dad, I'm fine. What has happened in that moment or two? That is what hope is and does. That is the feeling that I'm speaking about. But rather than having that kind of a cause and effect in a phone call or no phone call or worry or no worry, can you package that as though the phone call had already come in and put it upon yourself and send it forward? This week, I want you to concentrate on one hope for the planet. Again, a hope that's the energy of positive expectation, sending it out. And that is one of the things that we have spoken of now 4 months. Light is starting to occur on the planet. That's a metaphor. Transparency of thought. Light, that would be the winning of light over dark. That would be a higher consciousness attribute that starts to win over a lower consciousness attribute. And this has been the way of it for eons, that the lower consciousness always seems to win. Always. There are some of you who actually have seen this in your life so often that you have a hard time believing me that light will win. And instead, you only will look at history and say, well, it never has before. Why should I think so now? We've told you. We've told you. Because since 2012, things are different. This has been the shift that so many have spoken of. So many indigenous have talked about. Etched into their rocks, it is. Etched into their pyramids, it is. And here it is. Light will start to win over darkness, and that is why there's so much trouble right now on this planet, because it's fighting back. Did you notice? Uprising where uprising normally isn't. It's happening because there are individuals who are starting to say, no more darkness. We will not tolerate it anymore. I want you to see a hope package and send it forward for the light of the planet. The light of the planet, the light of the planet. Can you do that? Other weeks, we're talking about yourself for other things, but today, this Wednesday, we speak of hope for light. And you're going to see that in places you don't expect. Places that normally are known for corruption. You're going to start to see some light at that point there, and you'll go, well, that's different. Well, that feels different. Do they really mean that? Can this really be happening? You're going to see it at levels that you never saw it before, even a little. And then you start to see what happens. It's almost like light is infectious in a very good way. Light creates light. It erases darkness, and more are attracted to it. They're attracted to compassion and kindness as a way of things. They're attracted to truth as a way of things. You're attracted to those who would think forward. What is the best solution for this or that puzzle, or what will help the most people, truly help them? And they move, you might say, in ways this darkness that goes from greed and corruption more and more to the opposite, where they see compassion and kindness as a result. They see it as a goal, and they start to see things completely differently than ever before, and that's the key. Light for this planet. Can you do it? Can you do it? Can you sit and send light? That is the hope of the planet at this moment, this day. Right now. And so it is.